Today's daf is Bavasra daf Chav Ches. Chav Ches, we are at the beginning of Ches Kesavatim. First, just to wish everyone out there, all of our listeners, a Chesiv Chesima Tova, a Shana Tova, and a year of Hatzlacha, and Nachas, and Simcha, and Bracha, and getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should all be Zochet together, and as we continue learning, together, here and everywhere. Here we go. Ches Kesavatim. This is one of the meatiest prakim in all of Baba Basra. This is one of the prakim that is studied in the yeshivas, and we will get to start it a little bit today. Again, a lot comes up throughout the parak, but today we get our feet wet a little bit in some of the concepts that we are going to be discussing. And then Beth Hashem will pick up next week. I'm not exactly sure when the shiurim are going to be next week, which what times during the day. Long slichas, we'll figure it out. We'll get them out. We might be giving them at night, but we'll see. Okay, so let's at least start off today. Cheska sabatim, v'ha boros, v'ha shichin, v'ha ma'aros, v'ha shofchos, v'ha merchatzos. So cheska sabatim, if somebody's doing a chazaka in a house, so immediately the Ritva says, there's a number of Ritvas on this Amud. The Ritva says, cheska sabatim, chazaka we're talking about here is not a kinyan chazaka, like we know from other places that for example, karka is nicknamed the kesef shtar chazaka. Right, with money or with document or with kinyan chazaka, which somebody does an act in the property itself. You dig something, spread your fruit around the land. So that's not the chazaka we're talking about here. We're not talking about a chazaka of kinyan. What we're talking about here is a chazaka of raya, of proof. Cheskas abatim. How is somebody machzik in a house as a proof? Says the Ritva. Kol ha-chazakos ha-nizkaros b'kan heim chazakos shel raya de'ukmuha b'makom shtar ve'edim, that take the place of a document or witnesses. As we'll see, we're talking about here a person who is a squatter for 3 years and nobody complains that he is on somebody's property. So in that case, because nobody said anything and I've been here for 3 years, that itself takes the place of edim, and it's mine and it must be mine. And we do not, as we're going to, tomorrow's daf says, we don't assume people keep their documents for more than 3 years. We don't demand the person to hold on to his deed for more than 3 years. And therefore, 3 years is enough to allow this squatter to now have possession of it, and he keeps possession of it unless proven otherwise. So this is a chazaka of raya. He's here, and therefore after 3 years, it's a raya that it must be his. How is it his? That's called what we discussed in the past. It comes up on Amud Beis. Chazaka Shiyeshi Matayna. Besides the chazaka, he has to explain how he got it. Your father sold it to me. He gave it to me as a present. I bought it. But something has to, that's called, you can't just have the chazaka itself. You have to explain how it came to be. So the Ritva continues. V'yenzu chazaka to kinyin. This isn't a chazak of kinyan, which we have by karka. The ein domo zulu klal, and this is not comparable to other concept of chazaka. The ilu ches, and this is just on the first word of the parak. The ilu cheskas kinyan who tikin begufa shel karka, because the chazaka of kinyan says the Ritva, you have to do a maisa in the actual land itself. You have to dig. You have to put up a fence. Do something in the gufits of the karka. As it says, no'al gadar uparat arizu chazaka, like we're going to have later on in the Mishnah. V'achilas peiros eino kodesh. Just eating the fruit off of the field, that is not a kinyan. That is not a kinyan, says the Ritva. That's not a kinyan chazaka, but it is a raya shal chazaka. V'ilu cheskas raya, hi behefech, the tikkun eino raya. But cheskas raya is the opposite. If I do a tikkun, if I dig something, that's not a raya. Why? Because as we're going to see, what you have to do over these 3 years is something act like an owner. If you just dig for a day here, that's not called a raya that you're acting like the owner. Vein chazaka ela achilas peiros b'shofi kiderach shabaylim ochlim. And what's a raya shal chazaka or chazaka shal raya? It is where you eat fruit like owners, like baylim usually eat fruit. That's the Ritva. It's a different act. We mentioned in the past that this is really a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam holds that even for chazaka shal kinyan, achilas peiros is enough. The Rambam writes this in the first parak of Hilchos Bechira, Aleph Tesvav. The Rambam says, "Hare ha'chazaka shekona osa ba," talking about land, "shtichas peros, oha mother's behema," putting your fruit there, putting your animal there, that's good enough. Says the Rambam, what are you talking about? "Hare ha'chazaka achilas perosi, v'achilas peros lo mahanya ela kineget taina." right? Keneged someone else who wants it to be theirs, you can say, no, it's mine. So it works as a raya, says the Ravid, like the Ritva. Ava lemikna ba'ara, lo kanya elamidi de mahanya la'ara. Kigein no'al ugadar, right? Yeah, no, you have to decide, but gufa karka. That's the shita of the Ravid. Like here, the Ritva, first Ritva on the parrot. But the Magen Mishnah explains, no, according to the Ravid, you know, according to the Rambam, you know what the Rambam holds, that even the kinyan of a chazakah of kinyan, the way it works is through showing that you are the owner. And showing the owner, that itself is a kinyan. Well, we've mentioned horaz bailus, that's a reflection of ownership, like all kinyanim are horaz bailus in some way, pulling it, picking it up, doing something. So therefore, that's a machlokas in the Rambam and the Ravid, that the Ritva here alludes to the Ritva holding like the Ravid, but that is chazakah, right? We mentioned also the Rambam Shita, that he does mention one time that chazakah of kinyan needs actual maisa bukaf akarka, not just achilas teiris. We mentioned from later on in Hilchas Chiyum Matana, if you're being koneh from hefker or nichse hager, if you're being koneh from nichse hager, then you have to do a maisa bukaf akarka. Why? What's the difference? Is it kinyan chazakah, kinyan chazakah? The answer is because if you're being koneh from a ger, so you need something stronger of horaz bailus. It's not enough to put your payers there, because that's not a reflection so much of ownership, because nobody owns it. So that's why even the Rambam would agree there that you need a maisa book of akarka. Good. Says the there's no water today, because as a minhag of the Shulchan Aruch quotes of fasting the half a day on Erev Rosh Hashanah. After all, there are gaonim that say that you should fast on Rosh Hashanah, so we don't pass in that way. The Shulchan Aruch at least quotes that there's minhag to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. I mean, doesn't even quote the half day, but Poskim say maybe at least through Chatzos to try to remember that it's Erev Yom Adin. Okay, so that is the Ritva. Cheskes Abatim v'Haboros v'Shichav Amara. So being machzik in a raya way, houses, boros, caves, shichet pits, ma'aros, all types of caves. All these are pits and wells. All types of karka. That's the common denominator. V'Ashovachos, or chicken coops, v'hamerchatzos, or bathhouses, ubeis habadin, or olive presses, ubeis hashlachin, or fields that are irrigated. Right? What is the common denominator between all of these? We'll see. V'ha'avadim, servants, v'kol shehu oseh peros tadir, anything that gives you constant peros, constant profit. All of these. You're constantly could use the bathhouse and use the your caves and your irrigation. You don't have to wait for the rainy season. It's all year round. So all of these you could get profit from them always. So therefore, cheskason shaloshanim miyom liyom. They're chazaka, meaning if you live there, if you use the bathhouse, if you use the irrigated field for 3 years straight, miyom liyom, 3 years straight. That means not you don't go from. You don't go from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. That's not what we're talking about here. Liyom Liyom means whenever you started, 3 years from that day. 3 years from that day. What about the Shana Mubaris? Used 13 months. So what we've shown him say, it means including that. Right? The Ritva says, Hani Shalosh Shanim Einon Kaminyin Ha'ola Mitishrei L'Tishrei. Unbelievable. Erev Tishrei. Right? You don't use Tishrei. Ela Shemaska Limnos Ben Ayom Sheyiskol Ha'atzuk Shnevas HaChodesh. Why 12 months until 36 months have passed. And it's Abra Shon and it's Abra Lo. Right? And discussion of what about with the 37th month, if there is one. But that is, you look out 3 years, that is Cheskas Gimel Shanim. The Ritva also says in that same piece that I stopped reading before, the Kol Shetzarech. Well, he mentions 2 points. One I mentioned already. La'olam ein tzarech l'chazaka el k'sheish l'tovei ha'edim shayisa shalosh alavosa. When do you need Cheskas Gimel Shanim? That's only if there's what we call, this whole parak is based on the fact that there is a mara kama. There is a previous owner that is known. We knew that a different family used to own this land. And the Toveya has witnesses that it used to be his, or that it used to be his father's. Osha mesu bito, osha mesu, osha lavosav shemesu bitocha, osha darba filo yomechan kodem. Or he has a raya that it was his, even for a day before he started squatting. But if there's no raya, If he's just sitting here and the guy says, hey, it used to be my father's, and he has no right in that, he doesn't have to prove it then, because he's the most bechavero. Right? He could just say, what do you mean? It's mine. You're right. You had it. I bought it. He's believed. So if there's no raya that it belonged to the other person, then you don't even need cheskas gemul shanim. And number three, these are the first three paragraphs of the Ritva in the parak. Number one, chazaka sharaya, chazaka shokinin. Number two, if there's no marakama, you don't even need this. And number three, v'chol shetzorech levara chazaka ubira rosa. Anybody who has to prove their rights, once they are mevarer their rights. So there are two deos in the Ritva. It's really machlokas, the Rambam and the Ra'ah, whether they have to swear a shvuas hesis. Yesh omrim shetzorech lishav adayin hesis shehu kidvarav. We know three shvuas daraisa. Three nishpa v'niftars da'oraisa. That's shvuos modi b'miksas, shvuos eid echad, and shvuos hashomrim. Those are the three shvuos mi da'oraisa in Didi Mamanis. There's a lot of shvuos. There's a shvua by shvuos ha'edus, which is an aveira, shvuos ha'pikadon. There are other oaths in the world, but in shvuos regarding Didi Mamanis, shvuos that bezin will be mechayiv of you, there are three. Shvua nishpa v'niftar. There are many shvuas d'rabanan that are spoken about in Masechta Shvuas. But there is one shvua d'rabanan that is nishpa v'niftar, and that's a shvuas hesis. Shvuas hesis we discussed at the beginning of Bar Metzia. A shvua which is described by the Gemara as l'hafiz daito shabala bayis. You don't really need it, but why would he be claiming, like let's say, you owe me $100. So I deny the whole thing. So Mikra did have to do nothing. But the rabbanan say, you know what? A person wouldn't claim unless there was some basis. You know what? Take an oath. Take an oath, appease the balabayas, just to make him happy. That's a shvuas hesis. So do you need a shvuas hesis here if he is mevarer the chazaka? So 2 days, the Rambam says yes, and the Ra'ah says no, because once you have a chazaka, it's b'makam edim, and therefore ve'ena lav shvua klal v'yafilu tovei abari. That is the Ra'ah. Good. So back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says chaskas gemol shanim for all of these items. The one discussed by some of the achronim here was, what about avadim? Says avadim. Avadim need 3 years. Why avadim? So let's take the other way. What about metaltalin? Does metaltalin need 3 years? If I'm holding a metaltalin and I knew it was yours beforehand, do I need to use it for 3 years in order to have a chazak on it? The halacha is no. Only karka needs 3 years. Metaltalin is a day. Metaltalin is much shorter, right? We don't assume people stole, right? So if I have it, so unless there are witnesses that I stole, I assume that that's my why. What's the svar? Why does metaltalin right away? So, one svar given by the Rishonim is that exactly what I just said. If you have it, that's muchzak. By karka, there's no concept really of muchzak right away. If I'm doing something on your property, I'm not a muchzak in the property. Muchzak in the property is created only after 3 years. Mashaken by metaltalin, muchzak is whoever's holding it right now. So that's the difference between the definition of muchzak by karka and metaltalin. If you look at the Rashbam on Daf Mem Beis, later on in the parak, right, it's a big parak. This parak goes all the way until daf nun, the nun somewhere, right? The chazkazanat of samach, right? Daf samach is the last daf in chazkazanatim. Right, we refer to daf samach already on daf base. That's Bilam looking through the windows and saying matobo alecha Yaakov. That's daf samach. So it's a big parak. So says the Rashbam there on daf ben base later on that part of the svara of Gimel Shanim, as I alluded to before, is that people don't hold on to their shtaris for more than 3 years. So up until 3 years, the person squatting, I bought it, so where's your shtar? Where's your deed? So up until 3 years, we fault him. After 3 years, people aren't careful with their shtaris anymore. So that's by karka. By metaltalin, there usually is not a shtar written. So the whole svara of Gimel Shanim doesn't apply, says the Rashbam, because people don't hold on to their shtaris don't have a shtar at all for metaltalin. So you have to come up with a whole different svar. So that's metaltalin. What about avadim? So avadim is always a tricky area, because sometimes avadim, we know, are movable, so they're like movable objects, metaltalin, but on the other hand, we know they're like karka. Right? Avadim hukshul karkos, in terms of kinyanim, in terms of maybe geneva. Right? So here, should avadim be like karka regarding this halacha or not? We mentioned some of the achronim, Moshe Soloveitchik has a chilek between karka, avadim are like karka, but avadim are not mechubar. Right, there's a difference between karka and mechubar. So lechora, here we're talking about kinyanim. So kinyanim, or not kinyanim, here we're talking about araya shabok, where there's a concept of muchzak by metaltalin. So shouldn't avadim be like metaltalin here, not like karka, because avadim move? So that is a discussion we'll have to come back to. Good. One other point, again, this is all, a lot of the action is on these first three lines. 3 years. Do I have to eat fruit every single day of the year? What if there's one day that I don't eat the fruit? Does that not count for the 3 years? So the Itur writes that no, of course not. It doesn't have to be, you know, every single day, because the owner doesn't eat every single day. You have to act like a normal owner eats. And a normal owner eats whenever, a couple times a week. So too, you have to eat a couple times a week. That is all. Cheskes Gemol Shana. Here we go. Continuing the Mishnah. Sdei habal cheskasa gimel shanim ve'enam yom liyom. A sdei habal, a field that's supplied by rainwater. Cheskas gimel, you need 3 years. Ve'enan miyom liyom, but they are not from yom liyom. They don't go a full 3 years. What does that mean? So the way Rashi learns, the following two opinions are explaining this line. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael says, Gimel Chadashim Barishona, Gimel Ba'achrona, V'shem Asar Chodesh Be'emsa, Hare Yud Ches Chodesh. Rabbi Yishmael says, 3 years doesn't mean a full 3 years. It just means that you have a productive time, a productive season in each year. That's enough to be considered 3 years. So if you have the end of 3 months, you have Elul, you have Tammuz of Elul, you have 3 months and you plant over that season and something grows, and then the following year you have the whole year, and then the following year you have the first three years, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, of that year. That's enough. 18 months, 3, 12, and 3 is enough for a Sdei Habal, because it's possible to get a productive season even in just 3 years, and that's enough. That's enough for Cheskes Gimel Shana. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, even less. Chodesh Barishona, the Chodesh Ba'achrona, the Yud Beis Chodesh Ba'emsa. 1 month, 12 months, 1 month. It has, Har Yudal Chodesh, 14. Meaning, everybody agrees it has to be consecutive. It has to be consecutive, but you don't need a full 3 years. You just need three time periods, right, that span 3 years that will give you three productive seasons. What's the svar for all of this? The Rashi writes, you look at the big Rashi, the last two lines of that big Rashi. She'ein lecha adam haroa es chaveiro she'zorea es sadeu lecho pri ha'asui l'shana v'shosek. People, if I see you using my field, and I see for 1 year, 2 years, I'm not going to keep quiet. I'm not going to let you do this. So you don't need a whole 3 years. Any productive season during that year is considered the entire year. Says the Rashba, what, the Mishnah has to do math for us? 3 years, 12 months, three, 12, three, or 1, 12, 1. I can't add up the months. It has to say, 18, 12. I have to add them up. So says the Rashba, no, there's a Chiddush here. Says the Rashba, V'yishlomar, the Chiddush is to contrast it to the years. Even though you don't need full years, you need full months. We're not going to let you have it 2 weeks to be considered a month. You need full months, not cut months. Because if it didn't say this, Hava Amina, the Chadashim Kishanim, I would have thought that maybe the months are like the years. Mashanim Afilu Mekutos, just like the years are even partial years, so too the months are even partial months. That's why it says, no, 18, or 12, or 14. Because teach me that it's full months, even though it's not full years. Continuing, says the Mishnah. Amr Rabbi Shmuel, says Rabbi Shmuel, Bamed Var Mamurim, Bisne Lavan. When do we say this? All these times are true, that you need 3 years by a grain field. Bisne Lavan is a grain field. Aval Bisne Ila, but if you have an orchard, right? We had this chiluk a few days ago, right? We had for Tosefa Shvius, right? There's Bisne Lavan and Bisne Ilan, right? Bisne Lavan, I think, goes till Pesach, and Bisne Ilan goes till Shvuas, right? But in Tosefa Shvius. So there's differences in halachas. Rabbi Shmuel says the 3 years are only by Stei Lavan, but by Stei Ilan, if you have different types of fruit growing in a field, so then Kanas es Tvuaso, Umasik es Esav, the Kanas es Kaitso, even if you just do three different fruit in much less time, you do it all in a year, right? You gather your grapes, and you gather your dates, and you gather your, olives, whatever it is, three different fruit. Hare Elu Gibel Shanim. Says Rabbi Shmuel, you don't need 3 years. All you need is three different cycles of growth. Even if it's three different fruit, that is good enough. So we'll get back to Rabbi Shmuel. So that's the Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So now we have two opinions of the Gemara. We're going to do one of them today, and one of them comes up tomorrow. First day Rosh Hashanah. Right? What is the source of this whole halach of 3 years? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shamati Mehalchei Usha. I heard from the Halchei Usha. Who are the Halchei Usha? So Usha was one of the places that Sanhedrin was when they were exiled from Sanhedrin. I remember we had in Ksubas Daf Nun the Takanas Usha, We had different enactments that they made in Usha. It was one of the places, all the Usha, the ones who went to Usha, meaning the Sanhedrin. I heard from some of the Sanhedrin, Shehayu Omrim, they used to say, Minayin l'chazaka, how do I know the chazaka shehi gimel shanim? How do I know gimel shanim? How do I know? So this is going to be one. Number two is going to be tomorrow. The last four lines of Ahmed Beis here, Rav Yosef quotes that it's going to be a different opinion. But here we have, what? I mean, how do you know Chazaka Gimel Shanim? What do you mean, how do you know? What type of question is this? Minayin, right? What do you mean Minayin? Most Kinyanim, but is this a real source? It's going to be a Pasuk? We're going to see, according to the first day, it's not going to be a Pasuk. So the Ritva says, how do you know it's going to exactly? How do you know exactly 3 years is the raya? We use the lashon. Mehecha nafka lachazak sheishalosh shanim lo pachas vol yoser. Why? Because mimanashach. If holding it is a raya like metaltzel, then it should be right away. If holding it is not a raya, not like metaltzel, then it should never be good. So how do you get 3 years? It's like a pshara. Less than 3 years is not a raya. More than 3 years is a raya. So the only precedent that we have is metaltzelin, which is a raya right away. So what's the difference? Why here do you have it is a raya, but only after time? That's how the Ritva understands the question. The Ran understands the question a little bit differently. You know this from the Ran's answer. The Ran says the question is, how do you know that there's a transition? Right? You'll see why the Ran says this. This is the question in a minute. But the Ran says, how do you know that there's a transition after three? How do you know that's the magic number, right? And what's the transition? Who has the burden of proof? A transition of from the squatter's rishus to the marakama's rishus. How do you know that transition takes place after three? So what's the source? An amazing source, which all the rishonim and the achronim figure out what exactly is the pshat of this source. Where do you know it from? Mishar hamuad, from mishar muad out of left field, baba kama. What does that mean? Ma shar hamuad, just like a shar hamuad. Kivin shenagach gimel negichos, was it gores three times, as we know, nafgele mecheskas tam, v'kamle becheskas muad. The first three times an animal gores, it's a tam, and you only pay chatzi nezek, and there's machlokas in the first parakat, baba kama, is that a knasa, is that mamona, pagadis ka knasa, pagadis ka mamona. But either way, we know, the first three times an animal gores, it only pays half, chatzi nezek, also migufo, only pays up until the amount that it's worth. You only pay half, but after three times, it becomes a muad. So Achanami here too. Kivan to Achla Tlashnin, once it eats for three years, Nafek Lami Mishus Mocher, it leaves the Rishus of the seller, the Kaimale Rishus Lokeach. And it goes into the Rishus of the buyer, and the buyer doesn't even have to prove it anymore. So you see why the Ron said the question was what he said. He's struggling with how do you compare these two things? Right? That Shara Muad. Right, Gimel Shanim, what do all the Achronim say? Shar HaMuad, what's that about? That's about establishing the nature of this animal. This animal was a tame animal, and now it's a wild animal. It has established its behavior as a wild animal. What does that have to do with Cheskas Gimel Shanim? What are you establishing behavior for? You're trying to create a status of whose is this? So that is a major question. How do you put together, it's the Ramban's question here and others, how do you put together these... this parallel. So let me just tell you one of the achronim. That's one for the day. And this is the issue that we're going to come back to many times, Be'ez Hashem, throughout this parak. Number one, Shar HaMuad. This is a very telling raya. But also number two, general. How does Cheskas Gimel Shanim work? How much is it the squatting itself? How much is it the fact that the previous owner didn't protest? All these different ingredients into Cheskas Gimel Shanim. But let me just read you Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss, Siman Tes. He asked the Kasha, how do you compare these two things? So he said, Zevadai. He said, is this chazaka like other chazakas? He says, no, this isn't strong like other chazakas. Chazaka, we had a few weeks ago, a person doesn't pay loans within the proper time. I think that's hey here. A person doesn't pay loans within the time. They only pay on time. They don't pay before the time. That's a strong chazaka. That's what people do. Chazaka ain't adam porei apetok zmano. Chazaka, right? This chazaka, there are many chazakas that we have. So is this chazaka that a person who's on land for 3 years, is that chazaka as strong as regular chazakas? Says Rav Asher Weiss, no. Why? Because there might be a good reason why the guy didn't protest. Maybe he didn't really think you were doing it. Maybe he was busy. Maybe he didn't really focus on it. He knew about it, but he didn't focus on it. There are many reasons why this chazaka is not such a strong chazaka. And there's many reasons why the, he wouldn't, the original guy might not have protested. A. B. Sharamuad. This animal gored three times. Once, twice, three. Does this prove without a, without a, an ounce of doubt that this animal is mamish an animal? Right? This animal is mamish, a muad. That's a wild animal. It's going to gore again. Does it prove it? No, not 100%. It looks that way. It's started to do a certain behavior. But you know what? Who knows? Who knows if this is a crazy wild animal? It's acting like that, but it's not 100%. It's not like other roves or chazakas. So how do you know? So that's the chiddush of the Torah. The chiddush of the Torah by Shor HaMuad is that even though it's not 100%, but because it seems that way based on certain behavior, so we're allowed to assume it's a vadai. We're allowed to assume it's a vadai. Chiddush Torah, the af raya kishala atzmo eino muchach. Even though you don't have 100% raya that this animal has changed, im yachzor al atzmo gimel panim paamim. If it happens three times, anu danim bo kehekrach gomer. We treat it as if it's a certainty. V'raya gemura va'ayidei gimel negichos, and through the three gorings, machzikin es hashar lemuad ligach. We say it's a muad. We say it has that status. That's the comparison. The comparison, Cheskes Gimel Shanim also. Do we know for sure without a shadow of a doubt? No. We don't know for sure, but this behavior seems to be going in a certain direction. I'm sitting here for 3 years. Av shein shtikas hamarakam hekrach gomur shemachra. Even though it's not for sure, mikom makom, through the three shtikos, we assume it's kind of like a raya, and we're allowed to assume it's a vadai. That is the comparison, the dimyon. Both Shor HaMuad and Cheskes Gimel Shanim are not strong chazakas that we should treat like a vadai. But once we know by Cheskes, by Shor HaMuad, that the Torah allows us to treat it like a vadai, so too here we're allowed to treat it like a vadai. That is, he says, because that pashut ma'od. After he says it, this is obvious, and he says, I had to tell you in a little lengthy because I've seen people make mistakes in the thought process of how you compare these. Okay, that he has more. He has other rayas to this. But that is here in the Minchas Asher in Baba Basra in Simin Tess. Okay, now we move on. Says Rav Asher Weiss. He even says this is the machlokas between this whole opinion and the opinion that we didn't have yet. The last four lines on Amar Beis. So maybe we'll get back to that, or we won't. We'll see. That's the machlokas. How do you view this comparison? Says the Gemara, third to last line. We're comparing it to Shor HaMuad. So now the Gemara is going to say, let's take it seriously. Ima Shor HaMuad anegicha revias lo machayiv. 1 minute. By Shor HaMuad, after three times, you still only pay chatzi nezek. Only on the fourth time do you pay nezek shalem. So achanami at shana revias lo kind of brishusay. Maybe we should say not until the fourth year is it in your rishus. Just like here, the Shor HaMuad, only by the fourth time do you pay full. So Gemara says, no. Don't look at when you pay. Look at when the status has changed. Hachi hashta, wait a minute. Hasam michi nagach shalosh negichas havi muad. After three times, the status has changed. It's just that there's nothing to do right now. Vidakin lo nagach mai l'shalem. Right, but if afterwards, if he didn't degor, what's he going to pay? Right, you might say, let's say if he would sell it at this moment, he would have to pay, tell the guy that it's a shor muad. So there is an afkamina after three. You just don't pay. Yeah.
Why does this mark automatically assume that three years and not 3 months, 3 weeks?
Right, 3 years. That's a good question, right? Three times equals 3 years, not 3 months. Right, again, because the Gemara is, I guess, based on that Rav Asher Weiss, because when do we assume, is it likely? 3 years. 3 months is not even close. So it's likely after 3 years. It's not for sure, but the comparison allows you to make the suffix into a vadai. That's the comparison. What?
Shoshar Regalim.
Right. So the Edux, so said the Gemara, after 3 years it already changed, but now there's just no Hechi Timsi. What are you going to pay? Hacho here, Kivan to Achla, Tlash Shani, after you eat it for 3 years, Kaimele Bershusay, then it's yours. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Elameyata, if it's true that 3 years is something automatic, just like 3 years was automatic by the shore, so too 3 years is automatic by the land. So then, chazaka she'eni matayna tevi chazaka. We should say that a chazaka, 3 years, automatically works even if the squatter doesn't have an explanation how he got there. Right? I'm here for 3 years, it's mine. So we should say it's his automatically. Rashi says, even if he says, I don't know. Right? I don't know. Right? Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, eini matayna. Right, he says, what if he says, I don't know, I'm just here, I know I'm here for 3 years. So therefore, it must be mine. So that should work. If you say it's like by Shar Muad, where it's an automatic thing, so here too it's an automatic thing. Alamatnan, why did we learn later on that that's not true? Call chazaka she'ini mataina ain't a chazaka. If you don't have a taina, it's not a chazaka. Tosfos asks, what's the havamina here? What exactly is the havamina? We're going so far to compare it to Shar Muad. What exactly is the havamina? So Tosfos is saying in a chinami. You have to just add in a point, says Tosis. Since there it's automatic, so to here, with the lack of protest, it should be automatic. Because a lack of protest should be part of saying that, you know, it's mine, you're giving up on it, so therefore, why don't you say it's automatic? So again, the Havamin is very difficult, but Tosis tries to help out a little bit. Says the Gemara, no. Taima mai de amrinan, dilma ki de kamar hashda. What's the whole svara for Chesed Gimel Shanim? Maybe the reality is like it is now. But if he's not explaining what happened, we're not going to do it for him. Meaning it's still based on some reality, how this happens. You can't jump. You can't just say this isn't automatic. It's automatic based on a logic. And if we don't have that logic, so then you can't apply it. That's a Rashi, an important Rashi here. In Umashani time am I. Why do we say Amrina Shalosh Shanim Mafki Lemicheskas Marakama? Why Da Amrina? Because we say Dilma Kita Ka'amar Ihu. Maybe it's like he says, because you have a machlokas here. Ze Omer Lakhtiyem Mimcha. This guy is saying, I bought it from you. This guy is saying, you stole it from me. And we don't know who to trust. Asya Cheskas Gemel Shanim Umuki Labrishuse. 3 years come to say, you could go with this guy. Says Rav Asher Weiss, this is my Raya. Even after 3 years, it's not a raya for sure. We still don't know who to trust after 3 years. But the svara is that after 3 years, we assume, we're allowed to assume it's a vadai, based on the parallel of Shar Hamuad. Good. Says the Gemara Vayter, Maskevla Rav Aviro, 1 minute. Elameyata, if this is true again, Machash Labafanavo Tevi Machah. We know there's something called a protest. Right, I, as the owner, could lodge a protest. I could go to in front of witnesses and say, I protest that guy's on my field. And that's good. That breaks the 3 years. You need 3 years consecutively without a protest. But says the Gemara, if you're comparing it to Shar Muad, the protest should have to be in front of the squatter himself. Dumya to Shar Muad, just like Shar Muad. Why? My Shar Muad, b'fanabina, just like Shar Muad, you have to warn the owner himself. Your animal gored, if he does this 3 times, he's going to be Muad. So to hear, if you're comparing it, so just like this has to be in front of the owner of the animal, so to hear, the protest should have to be in front of the squatter, right? You have to do it in front of the one who's involved. So the Gemara says no. Hasam b'huad b'valav ksiv. No. Over there, by Shar Muad, it says b'huad b'valav. Tosfos says it's a gzeiras hakasav. It has to be in front of the owner. The last 2 lines of Tosfos Ella. Right, it's a gzeiras hakasav. You have to do it in front of the owner to give the status. You don't have to say it's a gzeiras hakasav. You could say it's also a svara. You could say that if you want this animal to be guarded and for him not to become a muad, you have to tell the owner. Actually, tell the owner. He's not going to take you seriously otherwise. But hacha, but here, chavra islay, v'chavra dachavra chavra islay. Right? People talk. People talk. Your friend has a friend and your friend's friend has a friend. People talk. So once you lodge a protest, the guy who's squatting is going to hear about it eventually. People talk about these things, and therefore, it's as if you told him, because there's no gzeiras hakasav that you have to tell him here, it's only a svara, and he's going to find out about it. Period. Weiter. Ul Rabbi Meir da'amar. Rabbi Meir says in the context of Shar Muad, Richek negichosav chayev kirv negichosav lokal shekein. The simple of the saying of Shar Muad is if an animal gores 3 days straight, right, so then it's a Shar Muad. Rabbi Meir says, not only 3 days straight, but if he gores 3 separate times on 1 day, surely he's a muad. Surely, if you have closer behaviors together, so that's a real raya, that this animal has a change of status. Right? If he does distance, he's chayiv, so surely, if it's close together. See, if you say that, so you say the same svara here. Again, taking this comparison very seriously. All of these questions of the Gemara. Right, that's what the Achronim deal with. How close? It's a model, but we're just comparing it so strong. You have to go through every step of the Gemara to try to understand the stage. It says the Gemara, according to your mayor, where if it's closer, it's even more of a reflection. So achla tlasa peir b'chad yoma could go into eina levi chazaka. If you eat 3 fruits in the same day, that should be even more of a chazaka. Because, right, behavior that is concentrated in a shorter time is a stronger reflection, according to Rabbi Meir. So to here should be a stronger reflection. So the Gemara says, no. Dum yad shara muad. It still has to be like shara muad. How? Ma shara muad. By shara muad, you need three separate behaviors. Meaning, even if it's the same day, if an animal has if I said that he gores three different animals in one time, that's considered once, even according to Rabbi Meir. Each one has to be separate. If he gores this A, the second animal can't be there yet. This situation cannot be there yet. It has to be three separate situations. That's what Rabbi Meir says. But hacha here, nami, be'idna de'isa lahai peira, las lahai peira. If the fruit are in existence, when he ate the first fruit, so then that's not a cheskes, that's not cheskes moshanim. That's a cheskes three times either. It has to not be in existence at the previous time. Just like the situation of the animals are in existence at the previous time. So it has to be like muad. So Gemara says, okay, acha tlasa peirei bib, right, could go in slaf levi chazaka. Slaf is a type of growth that grows very, very, very fast. Rashi says, prishlo nikar bohayom, the nigbar lasov gimel yamim. Right, it finishes after 3 days, right, so that's what we'd argue, so tlasa yomi. So 3 days. 3 days should be good enough for slaf. Because every day that slav can grow, and therefore it should be good enough. It's interesting that slav, what is according to one opinion, slav, and they have this in Neot Kedumim, which is a couple of miles from here, about 15-20 minute drive from here. So Neot Kedumim, they have the biblical park. So there they have a slav bush, and they say that's what slavchad, according to the opinion that slavchad was the mekoshesh, that's one of the opinions of the Gemara in Shabbos, that he gathered that type of bush. That's why it's called slavchad. Slav and chad, it's sharp. And there's a medrash that says it. You could get look at the bush. You could gather it, but because the thorns face in, so you could put your hand in, but once you try to take your hands out, you get pricked. The thorns face in, so it's slavchad. It's a sharp bush. And it's called a tzlaf. So here, if it's tzlaf, so it's tzlaf, it takes three days to grow. So you say a chazak in 3 days, because each day, the other one wasn't in existence yet? No. Hasam peramia isa. Even by the tzlaf, the previous days, it existed. It just wasn't blossomed yet. Umigmar hudaka gamar ba'azil. It still existed at the first stage, at day one and day two. So it's still not a good comparison. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Achla tzlasa peyre betzlasin yomei. Kagon aspasta levi chazaka, but you have an aspasta. Aspasta really doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. It ripens, you know, day to day. So the Gemara says it comes into existence day to day. So the Gemara says no. Hechi dami. What do you do if you take aspasta off? If you eat it, you use it the day it grows. To kadiyah fa'achla, to kadiyah fa'achla. You do it right when it grows. So hasa mishami tu tukashamit va'achel. You rip it in off before the owner usually does it. Meaning this isn't normal owner behavior, and that's exactly what you need for cheskes gimel shanim. You have to act like an owner. And here, if you're not acting like an owner, then forget it. We're not interested in just you're doing an action for 3 days. But you have to act like the ritvus lashon before kederach shabaylam osim. That's what you have to do. And this, even though you would get it, you would eat it, it wouldn't be like the owner eats. So the Gemara says, okay, I'll still ask you. Let's say you eat fruit just 3 months. Three different fruits, right? Like aspasta, three different aspasta grows. They have a harvest every month. So you want to say that's a chazaka because they weren't in existence beforehand and they are ripe. The Gemara answers, fine. Inachinami, that would be good enough. Because who are these holchei usha? This whole opinion, man holchei usha, Rabbi Yishmael. And remember in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yishmael says you don't need 3 years. Rabbi Yishmael, hachanami. Ditzan, what did Rabbi Yishmael say in our Mishnah? Rabbi Yishmael, omer, ba'med ramurim, b'stei alavon, avo b'stei ha'ilon, kana says tvuaso, masa gazesa, v'kana says kaiso, hare elu gimel shanim. Period. So you see, you don't need 3 years according to Rabbi Yishmael, and he is the opinion of holchei usha. This is all opinion number one. This is all number one approach to source or model for Cheskas Gimel Shanim. The Gemara now says, what about the Rabbanan Mai? But the Rabbanan don't say like Rabbi Yishmael. They say you actually need 3 years. You need 3 years. So according to the Rabbanan, what's the Svara? So it's a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk. Amar of Yosef Kruksiv, it's a Pasuk in Yirmiyah. So it's a Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Right? So you see that he's saying, right, buying the land, Shari Navi Omeid, Be'eser, Maser Alachasasre, right, he's standing in 1 year, but he's worrying about the other year. Either way, it's based on a pasuk. So many Achronim discuss in Lumdis, what is the machlokas between the Holchei Usha and the Rabbanan? That's how it's known. The Holchei Usha and the Rabbanan, that's Rav Asher Weiss. And maybe the machlokas is, how strong is this Cheskas Gimel Shanim? Is it weak and therefore it needs the model of Shor HaMuad, like explained before, or is it very strong? So this is a big discussion, but we've got to go to Slichus, so we'll stop here. And Be'ed Hashem, everybody should again have a Chesiv Chesima Tova, and we will continue Be'ed Hashem next week.